Sometimes I just feel like an office worker getting ready here. Like in the 1940s. Yeah, that'll do it. Fire up the pencil sharpener and the computer. I'm picking out a thermos for you.
Not an ordinary thermos for you. But the extra best thermos that you can buy. And a rear-end thermometer, too.
And you're connected to All Songs Considered. This is how we'll start our show today.
Why not?
Robin Hilton's here. We've been doing these chats for our 24/7 stream. And so you and I have been sitting in the studio a lot lately, just sort of telling stories. And the 24/7 stream is 10 years of All Songs Considered music, all in one stream, npr.org/allsongs247 is how you hear it. You can hear it on the iPhone. You can hear it on the Android. And there's ways to do all that on that page. And so it's been nice sort of back and forth and with you. And
we thought we'd just sit down together and share some music with each other that we've heard.
Yeah, because we sort of do that at our desks. And so we've sort of, well, we didn't bring the mics to our desk. We brought our desk to our mics.
Something like that. Yeah. Do you want me to just get it started?
Yeah, I think you should get it started, yeah.
This first thing I'm going to just lead off with is from a record that I would call probably my most eagerly anticipated record of at least the next 6 months, if not the next year.
Wow.
And it's from a new record by Smith Westerns.
Oh.
You know, Smith Westerns, we had them in our showcase at South by Southwest earlier this year, and really young, great group of kids. But because they're so young and, you know, they're sort of feeling their way yet, we all sort of wondered, this is a great record, their first, you know, their debut self-titled record. But is this going to last? Or do they have anything else in them? And I've only heard this one cut from their new CD, and I love it. I think it's going to be, just based on this cut alone, I think it's going to be a great record.
When's this come out?
Not until January 18th.
Well, are we on the cusp? Are we the first?
This is the first. We're the first to play this cut. Okay. And the song is called Weekend, and it's from the album Diet Blonde.
Wait a minute. Is it like diet, like your hair, or put your hair on a diet?
Dye it, dye, D-Y-E. Yes, color your hair. Okay. Dye it blonde. I never I love that. I think that's wonderful. We talk a lot around the office about music that sounds like music that came before it, right? I mean, you one time said to me that you didn't think there'd been any great hard rock in the last
you're gonna open a can
25
of worms,
or 30
you?
Years, because why would you buy? Not really since Led Zeppelin. So given that a band like this sounds so much like a lot of what came before it, how does that work for you?
It feels good in these times. Sometimes a certain music doesn't hold up for its time period. And look, we're hearing an awful lot of music that comes from the 50s. It has 50s at its heart, or early 60s. I'm not sure why that worked. Maybe we could try to sort that one out.
We'll ask people what they think on the blog.
Okay. Yeah. Let somebody else do it. But I think there's a simplicity when music gets complicated, and we've seen this over and over again in music history, something pops out that says, heck with that, let's do something really simple. And I think even though there's layers and density in what they're doing, it's at its heart, it's really simple beats, it's simple guitar lines, and that's what makes it joyful.
I think it's just real. I mean, this is a cliche to say, but just really refreshing. It's really, really nice to hear. And that is out on January 18th, but we'll have the whole album up online as part of our First Listen series a week before that.
I'm so glad. The First Listen series, for people who don't know or maybe new to the show, whole albums online for you to hear and comment about a week or so before they come out. It's just been a great series. We've been doing it for almost 2 years now.
Yeah, lots of great stuff.
It's funny that you played that, because I remember when we first put the Smith Westerns on our show, there were cuts on that record that reminded me of T-Rex.
Oh, yeah.
And
definitely.
We're seeing an awful lot of T-Rex-influenced bands. In fact, T-Rex's Slider is being reissued. So I think T-Rex made their last great album in 1972. Their last album they made in 77. Mark Bolan was killed in a car accident in 77. But that very simple music, which wasn't huge selling in the States back then, huge in England, has really taken hold. So you brought something to the table that sounded like T-Rex, or at least a band that's been influenced by it, and I just did the same. So, and we put these lists together not knowing what the other was going to play. So I'd like to play something by a group called Burnt Ones. They're a trio. They're from San Francisco. And the song I'm going to play is Bury Me in Smoke. It's a lead-off cut to Black Teeth and Golden Tongues.
It's hard. Don't you know that?
So nice. I love that sound at the end. You gave me the CD last week and said, here, you might like this. And 30 seconds into that first song, I stopped and just ripped the whole CD. I love that.
The drummer is Amy Crouch. Mark Tester's voice and guitar. The bass player is Brian Allen. They described something on their MySpace page that I liked, which says, the thing that says sounds like, they said, sounds like a broken radio with a tape deck full of magic mushrooms.
that's pretty
burnt
accurate.
Ones,
yeah, that's nice. Around this time last year, we started talking about the decade in music, the first decade of the aughts or whatever we're calling this decade. And we started trying to think of what are some defining trends and sounds. And I think we can just say right now that this new decade that we're in is quickly becoming the decade of garage rock, right? I mean, and I'm just going to keep in the spirit with this next band. It's called, I heard that, I thought, well, okay, this is going to be the show of garage rock, and this band is called Demon Claws. And they're from Montreal, and they just make, wonderfully loud, sloppy guitar garage rock. Their new record is called The Defrosting Of, and it's their third one. This song is called Fed From Her Hand. it's right out of 1960, what, 66?
66, yeah. Yeah. Mouse in the Traps was a band from Tyler, Texas. They sound a lot like them. Carrie Brownstein is in spirit in this room right now.
Yeah, when I found this band, I thought, Carrie, you'd love this record.
Where is she?
You know, she's very busy these days, but we hope to have her on the show for the end of the year.
Steve. I just got that new band, Wild Flag.
Oh, yeah, her new band. I haven't heard it yet.
Yeah, she's keeping it from us. Carrie, we're going to be the last ones to hear this.
Well, Demon's Claws, I should say, from Montreal. That's their third record. The previous one is called Satan's Little Pig, and they did that one with Jay Riotard, who just passed away in January.
I'd like to play something in 1979. One of my very favorite records still to this day is a record called Entertainment. It's by Gang of Four. And what was amazing about that band is that they had a way of looking at things like consumerism and just the way culture was working, what was ugly about it and what was great about it, and also had fantastic, fantastic guitar sound that has influenced, well, bands back then like the Slits, lots and lots of bands. Bands these days like Franz Ferdinand take that sort of real bursty guitar sound and danceable beat from Gang of Four. They haven't made a record, Gang of Four, in about 15 years, and minus a bass player, this is the original lineup, and it sounds good, which is something that surprised me. We hear this a lot.
It's a whole new record?
It's a whole new record. It's called Content, and which I think is a great name for a record, especially by them. And I hear this over and over again, Buzzcocks, lots of bands that from those days who got back together, and you'd think it would just be dreadful, and it just isn't. And that's a whole nother conversation, which is when people get together to make music, I used to always think it was because they were young that made what it is what it was. But I find that that's no longer true.
And now that I'm not young anymore.
That's right. And I have found this with a band I played in to get back together again. There's the sound. It just happens. It's like not work at all. It's just the chemistry of what happens when people get together. It can be a maturity. There can be some change. But there is a sound that people make when they get together. And here they've done it again. And it still feels relevant. I'm curious whether people who are 25 years old who hear this think it has any relevance to music today. It certainly sounds that way to me.
Let's give it a listen.
So this song's called, by Gang of Four, You'll Never Pay for the Farm.
Jesus.
All right, I totally admit, I was 8 years old when this band started making music together, so I was totally dubious.
And I was seeing him in the clubs. Yeah, when you,
and wow, yeah, I love that. What a great guitar sound.
You know, I wasn't sure if you'd, I knew you'd like the guitar, at least I thought I'd like the guitar, but I think that, you know, that whole period of vocals is an issue for you.
Yeah.
It's very speaky. It's not a melodic
sense. I want a melody when I hear a song. You know, I don't really like the sort of talky, singy thing. But no, that worked for me.
Okay.
That was really nice.
That's great. The record comes out, again, not till January. So we're playing 2011 music, and it's November,
wow.
The top of November. No, January 25th, it comes out on Yep Rock. There's a book by John King and Andy Gill. They're both art school students. It's an art rock band, right, without any question. It's called The Ultimate Content Can. It contains an art piece they did on ceramic tiles depicting the last 40 years of world history. It's got a book of lyrics, a book of rotoscope photographs of the band's emotions.
Get a job.
It's got a scratch and sniff booklet, which reflects the key areas of human activity. I love
that's
these
awesome.
Guys. They're,
that is
it's
awesome.
So nice to know, and you should know this if you're young and creative, that you'll be old and creative.
Yes.
It just doesn't go away.
Yeah.
In some way, shape, or form,
you've
it pops
got
out.
Nothing to worry about.
That's right. Yeah. Don't think you got to put it all in. You know, 5 years.
Right.
It's always going to be there for you.
That's great. Well, I'm going to mix it up a little bit. I could continue with the garage rock sound, but I'll save that for the end. I'm going to play something from another Claws band. This one's Candy Claws, not to be confused with Demon's Claws. This is Candy Claws. They're a band from Fort Collins, Colorado. It's basically a duo. Ryan Hover and Kay Berthoff are in the band. And this album is just this wonderful headphone record, just full of so many wonderful sounds. It's not the kind of record you're going to put on and you're on the highway and you look down and you're going 90 miles an hour. It's night. Put on your headphones, just chill out and listen to this great, great world of sound. The album is called Hidden Lands, and this cut is the opening cut. It's called In the Deep Time, and it's a little long, but I just want to play maybe the first minute or so, and then we can skip ahead and I can show you how the band's sound sort of evolves.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm just going to just skip ahead here just a little bit, and you can hear how the song sort of evolves. And we can just play this out once I get to this point here.
Thank you.
It's really kind of interesting, the concept they have behind this record. All the songs do flow together.
Candy Claws.
Candy Claws, this Candy Claws group. Now, they say that they don't know how to play keyboards or anything, so they just started making sounds and just went with whatever they thought felt right. And you kind of make music that way, Bob, so I thought maybe you'd appreciate that. But each song on the record contains samples of all the other songs on the record.
Oh, that's great.
So, yeah, so they built each song out of pieces of every song. And it was inspired by this book by Richard Ketchum called The Secret Life of the Forest. I didn't know a thing about this book. I had to look it up. It's basically a nature book. It came out in 1970. And the lyrics for this record from Candy Claws are taken from passages in that book. So, and just based on the pictures I saw of the book, the music looks like it would go really nicely with it.
I like this. I can't wait to hear it.
Yeah, I'll give you the whole thing, Candy Claws.
Good. I had a number of ways to go, not knowing your picks, but...
Right.
So I stacked a few things here.
Okay.
I'm going to preface this by saying to people who don't know...
that you might as well just say, I know you're going to hate this, but...
Okay. Well, okay, good. That's a good way to do it. I'm going to play another kind of clause. How's that?
Okay.
All right? Because, you know, you got Candy Claws, you did Demon Claws.
You're not doing Santy Claws, are you?
So, here we go. Like it so far?
I like it so far.
Yeah. This is, well, I'll tell you in a minute.
What you making? Fruitcake! What you baking? Fruitcake! Candy cherries, red dye number two. Green cherries.
Is that Fred Schneider?
The only Fred Schneider's got a Christmas album coming out.
No way.
Yeah, B-52's Fred Schneider.
Walnuts.
Oh, let me see this.
Citrus peel. Lots of stuff. Add what you feel. Sticks of butter. Cinnamon. Molasses. Lots of dark rum.
Is this kind of fruitcake?
It is fruitcake.
Yeah.
So the group he calls the Superions. It's basically him and a drum machine and somebody helping him program. It's a very dark Christmas song. I picked the lightest Christmas.
I mean, never guess that.
Dark in tone of music. Very very upbeat in the words. Can I should probably play something else if you want.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Because
yeah.
We get where this is going, right?
You know, Green ones too, it's fruitcake. Is this the time when I tell you about when I worked in a fruitcake factory?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Do that. Go for it.
I'll try to tell the short version.
I'll keep the music underneath you.
It was my job. I worked on an assembly line, and it was my job to take these hot trays right out of the oven and put them on cooling racks. Well, these cooling racks were 6.5 feet tall and held maybe 50 of these giant pans of fruitcake. And of course, the whole time I'm taking them out of the oven and putting them on the cooling racks, I'm thinking, where are all these fruitcakes going? Nobody eats this much fruitcake, right? Well, these trays were so heavy that I had to, I'd kind of have to put all my weight behind them to get them on the top shelf of the cooling rack, which took a little bit of extra time. And meanwhile, the trays are buckling up on the belt, right? And then
this
I had
like
to,
the Lucy
yeah,
ball,
it was
yeah.
right out of that. And so the fruitcake is spilling out over onto the floor, and it's making piles of the steaming glop on the floor. And then each time one of the cooling racks got filled, I had to push it over to the other side of the warehouse. Well, they weighed so much, I could only push one end at a time. So I'd push one end and then run around and push the other end and then run around and push the other end. So it was making this circle going around, and the trays are still buckling up. I only made it one day there.
Where was this?
This was in Georgia, in rural Georgia. I worked at a fruitcake factory.
Goodness.
It was the longest day of my life.
What you making? Okay.
I'm going to rip this song and send it to the guy who owns that company.
Maybe we should just go out on this.
I don't know. What else do you have?
All right. I'll play you. Because I said that I was going to play a Santa. See how dark? This is like, I thought this was a Halloween record when I first put it on. This is how the record opens.
Yeah, very creepy.
Yeah.
Okay, I said I didn't really like speak singing, but I Fred Schneider gets a vibe. He gets a get out of jail free card.
Santa's disco party tonight. Wild party lights, laughter in the night.
tell you what, you weren't planning on this one, so I'm going to give you another one if you want to.
No, I'm going to go out with this, okay?
Okay.
Yeah. But I'm just going to tell you, I did start the holidays early this year. So for the audience, I apologize. To you, I don't apologize at all because you've taken my sleigh bells. And so I'm just letting you know that in order to get my sleigh bells back, holidays have started early, and this part of the holiday, the joy that I bring to the holiday, it's here.
It's going to be a long couple months.
You bet it is. Thanks, Robin.
Thank you, Bob.
The full songs of all these online for you to hear. For NPR Music,
it's All Songs Considered.